Welcome to today's Wrenchcott Village Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. City of Pella Administrator Mike Nardini joins us on today's program to give us an update on the Oskaloosa Street reconstruction project and about other infrastructure projects in the city of Pella. Well, Mike, at this week's City Council meeting, a lot of work done in the world of road construction, whether it's projects that are coming up this summer or next year. And we'll start with one that people will likely want to talk about, and that's Oskaloosa Street. I understand you have an update, and you had an update at Policy and Planning this week.
During Policy and Planning, we provided Council with an update on the Oskaloosa Street reconstruction project. And just to get the listeners up to speed, when we talk about Oskaloosa Street, it's a fairly large project. The geographical boundaries of the project extend from Prairie Street out T16, to put it in layman's terms where people may be able to visualize it a little bit easier, but it basically, if you wanted to start at Nick's Greenhouse on Oskaloosa Street and extend out to the old Happy Joe's building, that's where we're basically talking about as far as the reconstruction project. And we're talking with the project, complete street reconstruction, extensive improvements to the water distribution system, and also to the sanitary sewer system. Overall, the project's about $2.6 million, Andrew. And the current timeline for the project is we're hoping to actually construct this project during this construction season. Now, when you look at the project as a whole, and once again, it's a $2.6 million project, and one of the things we need to keep in mind is we are proposing to use about $1.3 million, or about 50% of the funding is scheduled to come from federal funding. And anytime, I'm going to preface my comments here, anytime you use federal funding on projects, there is a variety of regulations that you need to meet. And the dilemma that we have right now, Andrew, is in order to accommodate that large of a scope of a project, we're hoping to be able to bid the project in March or April, realistically, or yet this spring with it. Because of the DOT is taking them a little bit longer than anticipated with their environmental review and clearances on, is we may be facing a summer bid letting for a project of that magnitude. And when you look at it, scheduling a bid letting in June of this year and having a contractor start potentially in July, and that could be a tall task to be able to handle that large of a project. And so what we have right now and what the update to Council was simply is that we are currently behind schedule in trying to bid this project out yet this spring. We have to correspond our bid letting dates with the DOT sponsored dates, and there's a very good chance that we may be pushed to a summer bid letting. If that happens, Council will need to make decisions at that time on the size and the scope of the project and potentially breaking up the project and to be take place over two different fiscal years. And so I guess the news for your listeners on is there's going to be more news in the near future on the Oskaloosa Street reconstruction project, particularly on the timing of the project and potential phase and sizing of the project. But overall, Andrew, I want to emphasize with it once again, we need to keep in mind this is a very, very large project. It's a $2.6 million project, and roughly 50% of it is being proposed to be used with federal funds. And anytime you do that, there's a variety of regulations, and rightfully so, that you need to meet and accommodate. And sometimes the meeting those regulations takes longer than anticipated. And unfortunately, that looks like that's where we're at, but we'll have more news on this in the near future.
We continue our conversation about road projects, and another one coming up this summer is a Jefferson Street reconstruction, something a little bit closer in town, if you will. And it's very similar project in its scope in terms of reconstructing multiple elements, and that project's moving along as well.
Specifically, what Council approved was an engineering services agreement with Garden and Associates in the amount of $96,800, and it was both for design and construction observation services for the Jefferson Street reconstruction project. And what we're talking about with the Jefferson Street reconstruction project is reconstructing Jefferson Street from Hazel to East Second. It'll be a complete street reconstruction along with a water main replacement out in the area. Now, to get those folks acclimated or visualize where this is at, this is the street portion that's right in front of Pella Regional Hospital. So from our standpoint overall, Andrew, this is about a $600,000 project. Construction for the project, we're currently on schedule to start after tulip time. And if everything goes well with the project, we're hoping to have it completed by late fall / early winter this year, right around the October-November time period for the project. But some interesting tidbits that folks may find interesting with the project, what's being proposed is currently that segment of street is 26 feet in width. We're proposing to extend it out to the full 31 feet. In addition, with the water main replacement, currently there's an 8-inch water main under for that segment of the street. We're proposing to put in a 12-inch water main. So anytime you upsize the water main on it, people should know a difference not only in the pressure, but that should also add significant capacity for the city as far as fire flow capacity, which is always important. But once again, with that project, we're looking at extending and having that project done in the 2015 construction season.
And thanks again to Mike Nardini for joining us on today's Wrenchcott Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living. More of today's news and local information is next on KNIA KRLS.